Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
I'm hopping on here today because I've had two conversations in the last week with agency founders who, when I've asked them their business goals, have quoted not revenue goals, but team size, i.e. the number of employees they want to have in the agency. When I've questioned them, they've said, yes, we've got revenue goals. However, they haven't been able to put the finger on them, but they can tell me quite clearly how many people they want to be. And I find this quite scary because occasionally within the agency space, there's a perception that big is more important than efficiency and profitability. But of course, what everybody actually wants to achieve is higher profitability. When they say big, what they mean is a higher turnover generally. It's just they happen to associate this with the number of people that need to be employed within the agency. So I just wanted to quickly talk on that because I think there's a few things that hold people back that are easy to resolve. The first is pricing. One of the conversations I referred to this week was way undercharging. I mean, I nearly dropped my cup of tea when he told me how much he was charging that low. The primary lesson here is that if you're charging by time and not the value you're bringing to a client, we need to talk. Another easy win is to make sure you have a minimum standard and you stick to it. It might be as simple as having a sign on your desktop which says, it is our policy not to take on projects below XK amount. That might be 40K for you or 10K, whatever is right. But having it visible when you're on a new business call can really help you stick by your guns and not erode your own value. The second point to address is positioning. I found that the most profitable people or agencies are the ones who are really willing to say that they address a certain niche. A lot of companies shy away from this. They want to be everything to everyone in case a project comes in and they get turned away because they don't look like they've got the expertise for it. The reality is, if a client thinks that they're a right fit for you, you're a right fit for them, they'll hire you anyhow. And this is true of my business too. I see this time and time again. I really resisted niching down and saying who I specialize in for so long. I mean, about 4 years in my business. And as soon as I did, and I say now that I work with small, ambitious design agencies to help them scale and grow, the reality is that I still get people coming in who aren't design agencies. And I still work with agencies who are way bigger and smaller than the kind of clients that I position myself to work with. So don't think you're going to turn people away by niching down. It actually helps people to recognize that you might be the right fit for them. An easy way to adapt your niche and positioning instantly is to look at the copy on your website and adapt it to reflect who you actually want to be working with. Thirdly, like attracts like. It's so vitally important to get your pricing and positioning right, so you're attracting the right kind of clients, because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you set your prices and skill set at a certain level, you're appealing to a certain kind of client, and they in turn attract more of the same. And by right clients, I mean the kind of work you want to be doing and the kind of profitability you want to be aiming for on a project. You can implement this immediately by changing your outbound new business strategy, so you're targeting the size and caliber of business that will help you reach your creative, niche, and revenue goals. Use your previous experience credentials to draw them into a conversation. If they see a brand they admire on your client roster, they'll likely entertain a conversation with you. So there are some quick fix ways to avoid size goals spiraling out of hand. And I really suggest you address these today and then do some further reading and listening to reinforce these ideas until they feel comfortable and attainable within your agency. While we're on the topic of whether big is as important as you think it is, a book I come back to again and again, and you've probably heard me recommend already, is Company of One by Paul Jarvis, which I really recommend you take a read of or a listen to on Audible or somewhere you can get your head around it. And even if you've read this again, I suggest it's one that you come back to and have another listen to. You may not be familiar with it, but Paul actually did a small podcast series at the time that he was releasing the book. I don't think he continued it, but the conversations he had there, I think, are really relevant. They're really frank, and there's no agenda. It's just people talking openly about what they've learned from this and putting it into place in their business. It's the people he interviewed for the book. So I highly recommend checking that out on your podcast platform of choice. And if this topic really hit a note with you, just book a call with me. You can find the link in the show notes, or if you're listening to this in the blog post, you can see a link below. We can have a chat and you can get some tailored tips on how to navigate the challenge in your own business. Thanks for listening to me today.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.